Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
So I'm praying the 9-day novena. 9-day novena, that's kind of redundant. Novena equals 9. So the Holy Spirit novena is what I am praying up until Pentecost. And each day has a focus on the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And today is faithful. What a loaded word. I have been reminded so many times in my life, just be faithful. But what does that even really mean? Well, it's everything. I think most of our minds automatically go to the Ten Commandments. I must be faithful and abide by God's precepts and laws. And faithfulness, once it gets beyond rules, becomes love. And faithfulness for the love of God and His love for us. What we're trying to create is this wonderful love that Jesus had on this planet while the Father was in heaven. There was such perfect love between the two of them that it created this Holy Spirit on earth. And that is what faithfulness really is. It's loving God so much that we want to spend time with Him. We want to be like Him. We want to imitate Jesus in every possible way. So we consistently seek God in everything throughout the day. There's a big difference between, I gotta pray, I gotta check that box, I gotta pray my rosary, I've got to get this done so that I can get on with my life. And then you don't think about God until the evening, maybe, if you're looking back on your day and praying an examination of conscience, right? The examine. That's not a loving relationship with God. That's not seeking that perfect union with God. That's not really being faithful. That's being almost like obedient in my mind. You're just doing what you're supposed to do so that you can check the box. I think, again, this is world according to Kendra. I think faithful is going to God, loving God, asking God to be a part of your life every moment, seeing God, thanking God, being praiseworthy, right? Like constantly praising God all throughout the day. And then at the end of the day, going back and seeing where you ignored Him, where you heard Him, where you listened to Him and let Him guide you and lead you. And then thanking Him for showing you the light of areas that you need to improve, not beating yourself up, but knowing that God just loves you. Wants you to be holier, wants to make you a saint, but we've got to participate and we've got to love Him It's all about love. Faithfulness is loving God and trying to do everything possible to get closer to God through how we live here on earth. Okay, so what about those days that you just don't feel God, or you're not receiving these beautiful consolations, and your prayer life is dry, and you're going through a lot of stuff in your life, and you're struggling to see the joy and to feel it, right? You're just kind of like, okay, go through the motions anyway. Make sure that you deliver all of the evil that is around you. Anxiety, worry, spiritual sloth, whatever the spirit is that you're feeling at that moment, deliver it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce the spirit of spiritual sloth, and I command you to go to the foot of the holy cross for Jesus to pour his precious blood on you and to receive your sentence. All day, every day, renounce those feelings, those emotions that could be stirred up from you or could be put into you from Satan, because he's never going to stop attacking you. Pray anyway. Fight through the distractions. Fight through the dryness. Fight through the anxiousness that you're feeling as you're trying to focus on the scriptures. You're trying to meditate on the rosary. Keep pulling yourself back. Keep fighting. Do not grab that phone. Do not grab that television remote. Don't go to your laptop. Don't grab that book. Fight through it. Why? Because St. Francis of de Sales says that even if all you do through your prayer time is fight to stay focused, you fought the fight. I know, a lot of fought fights and everything in that sentence, but it was a successful prayer, and God is going to be so happy that you just didn't give in and just say, ah, I can't do it. I'm not feeling it. Because prayer is not a feeling. And we should be happy about these moments when we're dry, when we're struggling. Why? Because that, my friends, is when we grow. We grow in the valleys. And as we continue to walk in that valley, know that there is a mountain on each side. So keep walking, because eventually he will give you that consolation and you'll be climbing up that mountain high, high with God and all of his beautiful peace, joy that surpasses all knowledge, right? All understanding. But I think when we are in those moments, and you could be in and out of them in one day. I can go through consolation and desolation many times in a day. I can have it string for a couple of weeks. I haven't had it where it's been like a month, but I've had it where it's been a couple of weeks, and it's hard. Hard, hard, hard. But I remind myself that God is sanctifying me in this moment. God is making me holy. He's testing me. How faithful are you to me? Are you just faithful to me when I give you these beautiful, calm feelings and this consolation and prayer and these Holy Spirit gifts of tears? Because I don't want you to love the feeling. I want you to love me. I want you to love me and know that I am there. You can talk and read, maybe not talk to lots of saints, but you can read about saints who have said, in my darkest moments, it was when I relied on God the most. And that is where we grow in holiness. And so, keep the faith. Keep yourself faithful. Keep to your prayer patterns. Keep to your spiritual reading and your growth and your development. Do not walk away when you feel bleh or you feel, I'm not into it today, so I'm not going to do it. Just yesterday, I went out on the world with that YouTube thing. And I said, okay, I'm going to just share my mass experience yesterday, which was absolutely beautiful. And I just want to say how grateful I am and thank all the priests and the people who went and jumped through hoops. I mean, come on. For me, it was 10 people in a church. And they went through so much effort to keep people safe. Like, okay, you walk in, you get there 15 minutes earlier, the doors are open, you use the hand sanitizer, they check your name off this list, they walk you in, they place you in this seat that's, you know, social distance from other people, you have your mask on the whole time, they walk you up to get to receive communion, and then you have to walk out a whole nother area and one by one, and they, you know, I mean, it was like a lot of effort. And I sit here and think, wow, what an extraordinary love for people to be able to come in and receive Jesus. Now, I look at Home Depot isn't like that. The grocery stores aren't like that. I mean, my husband said that he went to Lowe's and he didn't even go in. He said it was ridiculous. The garden center was wall-to-wall people, and half of them weren't wearing their masks. And he sits there and says, okay, well, I mean, I'm okay with that. He's not fearful of this COVID-19. I mean, he goes to work every single day. Yes, he has to wear a mask there, but I think just being out and about and doing his own research and me kind of sharing some of my research with him as well, I think we're very much not full of fear. I'm not full of fear because of my faith. I don't have a problem dying. I remember saying to him one day, oh, I just wish I would die. I just so want to get into heaven. And he said to me, well, what about me? And I mean, pause for a moment. It cut me to my heart. Like, you're right. I can't think of it that way. I need to say, okay, I am here on this earth, and every moment I'm on this earth is to love people, especially the ones closest to me, and to love them to God. And by doing what I believe is living the way God wants me to live, which is being faithful, I am being that witness to God. My family, with the exception of my mom, are not there. Some of my family, I can talk about faith. Others, we don't talk about it at all. But they can see in me when I'm not getting drunk, I'm not dropping the F-bomb like everybody else is. There, I'm not participating in the gossiping, and I'm not talking about other people. I'm being that faithful witness, and yet I'm still my fun, happy-go-lucky self, right? I mean, I'm very joy-filled, and I'm still, quote-unquote, the life of the party, but I'm not that raunchy life of the party and that drunk life of the party and the one who wakes up the next morning and says, oh my gosh, what did I say? What did I do? And then feeling all hungover. So I guess let's just remember that being faithful is also living the two commandments, loving God, keeping him first and foremost throughout your day and in your life. And that means taking action, taking your spiritual life seriously and expanding yourself. Lukewarm means that you're just accepting your life, that you're not rooting out your vices, you're not developing your spiritual habits, you're not learning how to pray, meditation, right? Christian meditation, not this stuff that's out there in the secular world. I mean, we really need to take ownership of our spiritual lives. And the more that we put forth the effort, the more graces will flow. It's not that we have to earn God's love. He loves us no matter what. But he is certainly going to say, okay, I'm going to help this poor thing out. Do you know how many years I've been struggling with temperance and mastering this body? I didn't finish my story. So when I was sharing my mass experience, at the very end on the YouTube video, I said, okay, everyone, now I got to work out. I spent almost all day praying to God and trying to prioritize some things in my life. I prayed about what I was supposed to do with my husband, and I ended up saying, okay, I'm going to take a different approach on things. And I hadn't worked out. And the last thing I wanted to do at 5:30 was work out. But I offered it up for everyone on the video that was watching. And I offered it for all the truth seekers who follow me on my weekly video, because that's pretty much where I end up sharing this stuff. And I said, okay, I'm going to offer up my workout for you. And I'm going to go do it for you, offering it all to God. And I did. I went up. I didn't think about it. I just put on my clothes and I made it a sacrifice. I didn't allow myself or Satan to slough me into sitting around and not doing what I have committed to do, which is spiritual development, taking that additional step one more down the path toward a better temple of the Holy Spirit and mastering my body, not allowing it to master me. And it's a day by day, moment by moment walk. So just be faithful. Try your best to live the way that God wants you to live, for the love of Him, for the gratitude for Him giving you eyes to see the world differently. Don't beat yourself up when you can't seem to get through to family and friends. I mean, I always try to put myself in the world when I wasn't given that gift of faith. Faith is a gift. Keep praying. Keep sacrificing for those people in your lives who haven't had the faith been given to them yet. And keep being faithful. They're going to see in you how you act. If you're swearing and you're getting drunk and you're yelling at people and you're angry, you are really not a Christian. You're not that witness of Jesus. And people are going to look at you and say, you say you're this, but you do that. Again, your actions speak so much louder than your words. And I'm not trying to be a finger wagger, guilt trip person here, but I'm just reminding us that being faithful is loving God and loving our neighbor. That's really what it boils down to, is those two greatest commandments. But I went off on lots of tangents and I'm looking down thinking, oh, this 10-minute podcast is almost going on to 17 minutes. So I'm going to let you go onto your day with God. I hope that you are faithful in the love of everyone around you, the love of yourself, and spend time thanking Him throughout the day. Give Him everything and keep praying. Little prayers don't mean you sit down and you meditate. Little prayers throughout the day are the gratitude prayers. Lord, thank you. Thank you for my faith. Oh my gosh, thank you for this TV. Thank you for the internet. Thank you for opening my eyes to X, Y, or Z that were previously closed. Thank you for purifying my heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Alrighty, everyone. I love you all. Faithful for the love of God. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.